You're listening to The B-Side, a podcast of Blessed Hope Community Church. Hey, this is Malia, your host as usual, and it has been a while. We've been taking a break all summer.
Yeah.
But today I'm here with Pastor David.
As usual.
As usual. And you guys, we have a special guest today. We have Dave Davis. Yeah.
Double D, David.
There you go. There you go.
I like it. Double D, David. Dave. Oh, that's the best. I like it.
As you were doing that, we need to have, you need to enter in some like announcing music.
Ooh,
like
dun, dun, yeah, dun, like, you yeah know, some lead
like,
in.
Like a lead in music when she announced who you were.
Some
like,
drum roll or something. Yeah. 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 This is the first time we've had you. Have you ever been on a podcast before, Dave?
Not a podcast.
Okay.
Interview with you.
Yes. We have done a video interview. This is going to be way easier than a video interview. Trust me.
Okay.
Well, we're glad you're here. And so we are bringing you this special bonus episode to talk about some changes that are coming. But before you get scared,
some like more changes.
Hearing the like, word no. change, it's a change to our current care structure. So yeah. Maybe you're newer to the church, or maybe you've just kind of been oblivious to this. But what have we tried to implement? Like, what is the care that we've had in place?
Yeah. Far? So this actually goes back quite a few years, probably about three years at least, doing some research, and I came across a structure that I presented to the leadership here at the church, and we tried to implement it. And for those of you that remember it, or you know, we're here to hear about it, what we did is it was a care structure based on a position called care pastors. And the idea behind it was having identified people that are care pastors that had assigned people and families that were under them, that care pastor did exactly what it said. They provided care for those individuals. So that's the structure that was it a couple of years? I mean, it's been a couple of years.
Yeah,
we tried to.
Years.
I mean, we did it for at least a full year of trying to, you know, have it.
No, not to interrupt you, but what was your role there, Dave? You were involved in this?
Well, I was on the original committee that we got together and tried to figure it out and get it started.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this wasn't anything like the elder sitting around. We actually brought different people from the church. I remember presenting it to a group to say, hey, we would love to have you part of this, to speak into it, help us design it and figure it out. Yeah, Dave and Christy were both part of that, cool. And then have been on the care team since then.
Sure. I feel like that's kind of some of the behind the scenes stuff that just not everybody knows about or knows who's involved in those processes. So.
Exactly. So yeah, Dave and Christy have both been, I mean, from the beginning of trying to roll that out and plus trying to implement it and see how it went. And then also the shift that we're planning on making. So again, that was the way it looked, was care pastors would have no more than five families.
Right.
And then they were just responsible for keeping connections with them, checking in with them. Mm-hmm. Again, being that point of care for their assigned, and that was the key, was they were assigned to them, families. Because we felt for a while, for the last several years, that one of the things as a church we need to do a better job of always is how we care for one another. And this was not meant to be care for like going out in the community and caring. This was about caring inside our community of the church. So that's been the heart behind it from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, making sure people that felt like that the church cared about them, and then we wanted them to feel that love among the church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so that was the premise. So that's what was implemented. So we had care pastors. Those were people that signed up to be it. We did some time trying to provide training for them, or at least like some guidance on what we were asking. And then we assigned them, the care team assigned people, and then we kind of unleashed it like, hey, let's start doing that. And that was the system we worked under for at least, it was over a year. Like we gave a good year before we started as a care team asking some questions like, how's it going? Is it working? Is it accomplishing what we were hoping? So that's what it looked like.
Okay. So now why a change? Why did you guys kind of go back to the drawing board?
Well, it probably wasn't working as well as we thought it would.
that's a happens. Perfect,
yeah,
perfect answer, yeah. Right?
Yeah,
yeah. No, as a team, here's one of the things we were really trying to do a better job of, not just in the care team, but even as a church, is listening to the people that are actually trying to do the work we're asking them to do. So we tried at moments to ask, so part of what the care team was responsible to do, so Dave and Christy did this and other members of that team, was to reach out to the care pastors, because then they'd have care pastors assigned to them that they would follow up with and just kind of ask those questions. How's it going? What kind of response are you getting? How are people reacting to this? And the care pastors, man, they were being great and faithful, and I appreciate that they actually were honest. And they said, "Man, this is hard. This is not. None of it was bad." Mm-hmm. But as a care team, I think we were thinking like if people would be like, "This is great," and most people were just kind of like, they weren't responding necessarily negative, but it was we didn't really ask for this. Mm.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah. So some people responded very positive to it. And other sure. people were just like, we didn't, you just kind of decided, mm-hmm. you know. So that got us asking some questions like, are we doing, basically, are we actually really even caring then? Because if
yeah. are people, we being annoying?
Yeah, that's yeah. kind of the thing, right? Yeah. Is this being a blessing or is it actually detrimental? Mm-hmm. So the care team started asking those questions. And asking those questions of the care pastors. Because the other thing we were finding from the care pastors was they were being faithful in what they were doing. And I guess you can tell me if I'm, you know, this is legitimate or not. But it seemed they were also, like it was becoming a burden for them too at times. Not, and I don't want to make it sound like a burden like, oh, we hate this. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
Yeah, I think there's, and some people, I'm not sure if they really wanted to be under someone and be watched over all the yeah. time. I don't know why exactly, but I think that was part of it. And
mm-hmm. yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, that was just what we were seeing. We were just experiencing again. It was more of people being, it just wasn't being effective.
Sure.
You know,
so tell me what the new structure is going to look like.
All right. So the new structure, I personally am extremely excited about it. What ended up happening, and as people are listening to this, I want to encourage the church, if you're listening to this, a lot of the decisions that we make, so when we roll this out, this wasn't just us sitting around saying, hey, let's try this. We did some research, reached out to other churches similar to size. I did, asked them, how do you do things? And then I brought that back to the care team, and I started saying, like, hey, this is what I've been learning from other people. What do we think? And then we started talking about it. And so this is what we came to. The system we had before was, I don't know what other word to use, but it was a forced system, right? Forced being like we're assigning you.
And I think that there's probably fewer people actually involved that way, actually be doing something up, you know, trying to get to that goal that we were after. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where this system, I think, gets a lot more people involved. And it's actually, I think, a church caring for the church.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great point. So, yeah, as I explain what it looks like, that's a great point. Because that was the other thing. Our care team has always had the commitment of, what do we do that actually creates a culture of care in our church? Like the church caring for the church. And that this other old system just wasn't making that happen. So this is the new system. What we did is we sat down and we asked this question. What are the areas of care that as a church we want to be ready to step into if someone in the church needs it? So we just kind of brainstormed with that. And so basically we started out actually calling them buckets. It was kind of the yeah. one way we were calling it. It was like, what are the buckets of care? And so we came up with a list of, okay, if there's a need in the church, which bucket is it going to fall into? And we landed on... I think six. We landed on wellness, mm-hmm. physical, and I can explain these quick, but wellness, which would be anything from like hospital visit, I'm in the hospital, surgeries, sicknesses, anything that deals with wellness. Wellness would also include birth, like if somebody's having a baby, right? Because mm-hmm. they're going to be in the hospital. So we listed that. That's one area. Then we said, well, what about physical? So that was another area we created. So physical would include anything like a physical need in the church. So if someone was saying like, hey, maybe I got hurt. I can't mow my yard. Could somebody help? Like, I need some help building something, fixing something, whatever it is. So those physical needs. Then we also said, what else? So then we see like grief. You know, so grief would be exactly that. Anything that falls under a hardship where there's a grief, you know, of that loss of a loved one, maybe even loss of a job, whatever it is. Then we also said, okay, care. There's also long-term shut-ins. So those that is actually what it is, those that can't physically be here because of health, but we as a church should have the responsibility to still care for them if they're part of our church. And then we said, of course, any care is prayer. We want to be a praying church. We want to be praying for people, requests, and all that stuff. And then the last one, which was a really interesting one. This is the one that I love the most. I mean, they're all great, but this one I thought was really cool when we talked about it, is an area for new attenders. So one of the things we talked about is we get a lot of visitors in the church. And care should be a way that we actually protect people from falling through the cracks. And that was one of the things we talked about was, well, what about people that start coming to our church? And they're here, right? But we're not getting them plugged in. We're not getting them connected. And then all of a sudden they're gone and we didn't even realize it because we never really connected with them. Like we do pizza with the pastor. We do those things. But trying to really connect with them. So what if we created this area of care that actually focuses on trying to connect with new people and trying to get them plugged in and helping them make friendships in the church, right? So that one was like really exciting because it's so, I don't want to say it's so far out there, but it was like one that you might not think about. So those were the areas we created, right? So then this is the way the structure works. And this is what I love about Dave's point that he said about this is going to involve more of the church. The way this is going to work is we are going to, we've already, in many of those, we already have leaders for them, but we're going to assign a leader, right? So if we call them care pastors, or if we just call them care leaders, whatever they are, but we're going to assign either an individual or a couple, could even do it together. Some of them are actually couples now, that are basically going to say like, hey, I will take responsibility of the wellness area. But the way this is going to work is it's not their job to do all the caring.
Right.
Their job is we want the church. So this is why we're putting this out here for you, those listening. We believe this is one of the things we talked about as the care team, that God has designed all of us in different ways to care for one another. That's what we loved about this, because some people would be great with the physical stuff, right? But then God's also designed some people amazing with grief. Like they can go sit next to somebody that's hurting.
Yeah.
And they don't even have to say anything, but just their presence. Like God has designed them, right? Some people, you take the new attenders. Like some people just love, they're friendly. They love meeting new people and they love doing that.
I feel like I have a calling in that area.
There you go. So you'll need to sign up.
I will.
So the way it's going to work.
At the fair.
Because it's going to be. But the way we talked about working, instead of trying to force one person to provide all these different areas of care, what if with these areas, people in the church sign up as partners with that area of care? So the idea would be is, let's say 20 people in our church. What do you have a thought?
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm just going to go ahead and go ahead. Okay. I was going to say they, people would sign up under the area that they feel comfortable with. And then that leader would go out and say, this is what we need. Who can help in this area?
Who can do
and
this?
Then they have a list of people that they can ask to do that.
So let's because examples, I work well with examples. So let's say somebody in our church, something happens. God forbid, of course, we don't want this. But let's say somebody gets really seriously injured and they're in the hospital. But they're going to be in the hospital potentially for a month, okay, because of recouping and all that stuff. So that happens. So we would inform the person over wellness and say, hey, this has happened. We want to support this family or this individual. So what they would do is if they have this list of people, right, that have said, I want to help provide this level of care, they would reach out to them and say, hey, we have so-and-so. Is it St. Luke's? Who's able to go do a hospital visit, right? So if we know they're there for a couple days, that's one visit.
Right.
But if they're there for a long time,
sure,
we
maybe coordinate a little.
They're like coordinating
once a week.
Exactly, right? Not that we're trying to overwhelm the person, right. But just somebody to pop in.
Make contact.
Yep. Let them know, hey, we're here. How can we be praying for you? Like, how are you doing? Because another thing is, as a church, we have a lot of people in the church that really do care. Mm-hmm. And when something like that happens, I'll have questions like, well, how's so-and-so doing? Mm-hmm. So now if we have this area of care that's checking in with them, like mm-hmm. they can be giving updates back to the church and like saying, hey, we've been checking in. We know where they're at. Mm-hmm. The wellness team is also ones that, you know, this would be the team that, let's say it's a family and it's the mom that, you know, unfortunately is in the hospital. So one of the questions that team could ask or that leader could ask is, how do we help you guys during this time? Do you mm-hmm. need help with meals? Mm-hmm. Do you need help with the kids? Mm-hmm. Do you need help? Like what this wellness issue is causing, what can we do to help?
Right.
Now, this is not the church forcing anything. We're basically saying we are here. Help us know how we can step in and help. And then using all those people that have signed up to say, to coordinate it. So it's not just falling to one person. It's not just falling to even a couple people. The goal would mm-hmm. be, let's work together
yeah.
to care for one another. Mm-hmm. And the leader then becomes the facility, like they're coordinating it. Mm-hmm. Their job is to make sure those things are happening.
Yeah. And I feel like all of those areas you talked about, like those bucket areas, mm-hmm. like every one of us, I feel like, would fall into one of those areas that
absolutely.
Is going to be
exactly.
more natural yeah. for us. And I feel like... No mm-hmm. one has an excuse.
No.
You know, like there's a way for everyone to serve and each yes. that would be right in their personality zone, you yes. know?
That's one of the things we were excited about was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. And one person, like at your hospital visit example, mm-hmm. it wouldn't have to be the same person visiting each time. That yeah. way, if someone right. can get visited many times by many different people.
Mm-hmm. And that yeah. just strengthens the unity of the church.
Yeah.
Too,
yeah.
You know, because there's so many different people they're getting, and maybe it's even meeting for the first time.
Exactly.
Sometimes and stuff.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And it kind of takes away that awkwardness because mm-hmm. as we communicate this with the church and build this, like mm-hmm. people will know, like you might get visited by somebody you never met
yeah.
before, but they're there because you're part of the church and they love you and mm-hmm. they want to care for you. Mm-hmm. So, and then the beauty of it is then these areas, well, let me jump back of what you just said. That's the culture of care we want, right? We want the church to be caring for the church, right? So that, as you said, there's yeah. no excuse
yeah.
that somebody couldn't get plugged into any of
right.
these because,
yeah.
you know.
Well, I just think like my husband, for example, he's not the person that would be on the prayer team, right? Mm-hmm. He's not the person, well, he would get dragged into the new people thing because that would be my area. And so he just gets to ride along. But like he would be more like, hey, someone needs help moving. You
He'd
know, someone
there.
Needs help with landscaping or stuff like that, he is all over that,
yeah.
you know? And so there's just, there really is a place for
yeah.
everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the thing I was about to say before we went back to that is, and then we also see that this is beautiful where we don't want to just drop somebody if they have multiple areas of care. So the example mm-hmm. would be, let's say, go back to the hospital example. Mm-hmm. Let's say they came back and said, yeah, I'm getting released in a couple weeks, but man, I'm going to be in a wheelchair or my mobility is going to be hard.
Oh, sure.
And maybe they say, they're telling me that I might need a ramp to get into the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then bring that back to our care team and let's see if we could use our physical team
yeah.
to help get ready. So it's not just like wellness has to take care of everything.
Right.
It's like, hey, we've learned another need. Let's
so we're
plug
handing
that
it
in.
Off.
We're handing it off,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
It's the
yeah.
same thing with our prayer team. Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We want the hospital, like the wellness, to be praying, but they would communicate to the prayer team mm-hmm. to communicate to the church.
Yeah, these are the specific
these
prayer
are the specific,
needs.
These are the
yeah.
updates. Let's yeah. not just prayers, but also praises.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we want the
yeah.
church to know mm-hmm. what's happening. So, I didn't know if you seem like you might have been saying something, so I don't want to. Okay. I just
so,
get
I
to
mean,
talking about it. I get excited.
Like,
so it's like,
if it's all working how we're envisioning it, it's
yeah.
such a beautiful thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Where it's organic. It's
mm-hmm.
it's organized organic.
Yeah.
Like we want it to be organized, but it's also organic in like we're not gonna go and say
right.
like this is how you need to do that hospital visit.
Right.
Go and just visit. Just
mm-hmm.
show that you care and that we're here for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like so again, this is so you take that wellness one again. That's one of the things we talked about is what if we have somebody that comes home from the hospital and they're a short-term shut-in? Well, they fall under wellness.
Mm-hmm.
But what if they came and said, man, this is going to take like 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we hand them off to our long-term.
Mm-hmm.
Like we want to make sure we're right there,
yep.
but we're not just putting it on one group of people. to do this.
Yeah.
So it's exciting, right? It's exciting to think about how our new attenders, right? However that's going to get formed. Imagine all the new attenders, we're trying to teach them the culture of the church. Now they're helping them get plugged in to areas
that's
of care.
That's a great point.
I mean, it's all this thing working together to create this beautiful organism called the church.
I love it.
To love and care for the church.
Mm-hmm.
And I want, as people are hearing this, the point of it also is working together. I mean, we are a very good sized church for the adults that we have. If our church gets behind this, this doesn't mean you're going to be doing hospital. You're not, if we get enough people to sign up for these teams, it's not like you're going to get called on every week. Like some people be like, I just don't have the time for that. That's not the intention, is to weigh down one or two, like I said, a few people. The, the point of this is like, if that team has a number of people, right, they can look at that list and say, oh, so-and-so, they did it last time. Let's start down here. Let's start here now.
Yep. Or I think these guys would be a good fit or these for people, this visit or for the,
Yes. Yeah. So it's something that, it's a care structure that's going to also grow with our church. So as our church grows.
That makes sense.
Then we try to get more, the new people plugged in. So we're always there to care for one another.
Well, I was thinking too, if someone really felt a strong ministry in, say, new attendees, for instance, and they felt real comfortable about doing that type of thing, and they wanted to specialize on a certain couple that's coming in or something, and then they start making friends. I mean, that's, or even in something else with the hospital, for instance, if they feel like they want to do that more, they can do it as much as they want to. They don't have to be necessarily called on either. Yeah, that's the whole thing is that this is something that we ought to be doing anyway.
Yeah, that's a good point, Dave.
No, that's an excellent point because that goes back to the desire, a culture of care.
And this, I think this will help teach us how to do those things better. And once you get into that pattern, it just becomes like second nature. And like you said, it'll become more of our culture.
Yeah, it's just a natural, you know.
Yeah.
So that's how it's going to work. Now, I understand we're doing a very quick, you know. So there's, I just want to be upfront. There's still some bugs to work out.
Sure.
There's going to be the bugs of this launching. But I think it's really important for anybody that's listening to this. The success of this is going to be dependent upon all of us. Again, these leaders that are going to take these areas, their responsibility is to coordinate. But they need people to step up and partner with us and say, we help, like, we want to do it. We want to be there for one another.
So how will it work for people, like, knowing who to contact? Like, say, Scott's in the hospital. How do I know who's in charge of that wellness team?
So we're going to do our best. And again, this is some of the stuff we're still working on. But our intention is to take our current care team, right? That, so the care team is the individuals that are, like, designing these things and overseeing these things and making sure they're working well. The idea behind it is taking our current care team as the gateway to all of that stuff. So the example would be if some of it's going to be, again, very organic, meaning someone might stop in here and say, hey, by the way, I'm going into the hospital. Oh, we know that, like, staff or I, so I know where to take that, you know. But one of the things we really talked about was, like, especially physical needs. The reality is, as a church, we can only do so much, right? So let's say somebody comes and says, like, I'm physically unhealthy to do this and I need my whole house remodeled. You know, as a church, we might say that's a little beyond our capacity,
right?
So our care team is going to be the team of people that anytime a request like that comes, we will sit down and we will talk to the physical leader that's over that. And we will say, is this possible? Either it is and we'll say, yes, let's do it. Or we'll have to go back and say, we will figure out how we can help with it. But that's beyond our scope. But a lot of it, I think, is just going to happen organically in the sense of it's not everything's going to come through the care team. But what we're planning on doing is making sure, like, on our website, we have an area where people can go and they can reach out to let needs be known. Needs are still going to be known. Like, we do our Sunday morning, the bulletin. I mentioned it, I think, this last Sunday, where it's that connection card is a way that you can let a need be known. And then we will pass that on. That could be anywhere from something to our prayer team. That can be, I have surgery coming up, and I want you to know it. or I have a physical need, you know. So we want to use those avenues. We are open to trying to figure out whatever avenues we can to let people filter those needs to us. But it'll be the care team that will sit down and try to navigate that, improve that. Like, they're the care team is going to be the gatekeepers to say, how's it working?
Yeah.
Is it working well? What do we need to change? What does it need to look different? Yeah. But another big point of this is, and I just want to say this, it's changing our mentality towards care in the church, where if you've been in the church long enough, it's really easy for people to have a, well, I'm in the hospital, I need to see the pastor. And I am not saying this is meant to replace, like, I will love to come and visit anybody I possibly can.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, if I never can make it, or if an elder, there's nothing you. Special about me walking in there.
I am fine to say that.
I will echo that. There is nothing magically powerful about my prayers compared to the prayers of anybody else that comes in faith in Jesus Christ. So here's what I love about it. Like, let's say again, somebody's in the hospital and I, for whatever reason, schedule just can't get there to visit them.
Sure.
But man, what if they're in there for a couple weeks and three people from the church, three different people of the church come in? Like, I want the church to get, it is, to be like, wow. Like, three different people from the church have come and visited me.
At three different times, that would even be better.
I know, right? Yeah, let's just say yeah. Not all at the same time.
Well, like, and what a witness to that person's family that's there, too, to see this, like, you know, parade of people from their church coming that care for them. And it's not just the pastor. That's kind of more expected. I just, that can be really powerful too. Well, be like, wow, I want to know what you guys have going on there, like in that community.
Well, even I get excited about this, like the prayer one, even like one of the things we've been talking about is doing a better job of it, is how powerful is it to know when you give a prayer request, like even if you write it on that card on the bulletin, you put it in here and you have people that reach out to you just to tell you, hey, we got it and we're praying for you. Let us, you know, like keeping in touch with you, not like constantly, but like reaching back out maybe in a week to say, hey, you asked for prayer for this. How's it been going? Like, that speaks into, like, we are actually trying to invest in one another and not just, oh, I did a prayer request. I hope that somebody's praying.
Right.
Just the, and again, none of this is meant to overwhelm anybody. It's just that, hey, you asked for prayer. You know, what if somebody put in there, like, I have a test, a medical test next week, and I would like prayer for it. How powerful is it if somebody from that prayer team reaches out to say, hey, you put the, on Wednesday, you had that, how'd it go? Like,
we were praying for you. Yeah.
You know, that's powerful.
So maybe, like, someone's listening, and they're like, they're listening to all these different areas that are going to be implemented, and something's really resonating with them. How do they get involved?
How do they get involved? So...
that's our fair coming up.
So the first step, and this is why we're putting this podcast out now, because we wanted to get this out, is we're having the ministry fair. One of the reasons the ministry fair is actually happening is it actually was sparked from this discussion with the care team, was how do we give an opportunity for people to sign up? And originally we were talking about just doing it for this, but then we're like, why would, you know, I was why would we do it? There's tons of places to serve, so let's open it
up. There's literally something for every single person.
So if you're hearing this and God's stirring with you, like, I designed you for this, which that should be all of us. That, like we have already said, somebody can fit into every one of these. At the surf fair, there will be spots for each one of these areas. The wellness, the physical, the grief, and there'll be a sign-up sheet. So if you are listening to this and you're like, yeah, I want to be part of that, like, I want to be called on in that, then go sign up. And then that is a list for that leader, right? So it's not a matter of signing up like, you know, well, I'm signing up for the wellness and I'm, but I'm good for all of them. It's like, no, that's only a list for the wellness. So if maybe God's saying, like, you could do two of these, three of these, because this isn't just a one. If God's really like, and you're like, I want to do more than one, you have to sign up for each one. But then you know you're on that list of whenever a need comes, that leader can reach out to the people on that list. So that's the first one. But as we keep building this, it's putting the information out so people can connect with us as the care team. Like, or, so that's like on the website. We're planning on, under that tab, I would love, planning on having a, like, do you want to get involved? Click here.
Yeah.
Tell us, right?
Okay.
In the future, this is going to be part of our membership class. So this, this isn't about those that are still here, but
I didn't know that.
Well, it's something. It's something that I do intend on going back to our membership packet and including that. Like, hey, if, you know, as you become a member, we want you to get plugged in, and this is an area where we would love everybody to serve. And but we also want to communicate it to new members. Like, this is care that we want you to take advantage of if you need it too. Because that's another thing I want to say just real fast is, this isn't just about us providing care to other people. Mm-hmm. It's about us also utilizing the care when we need it.
Yeah.
So that's another thing everybody listening to this needs to realize. It's not just about you doing it for them. It's the way this works is when we also let the church know when we need it. So we want to communicate that to every new person that comes in the church.
Yeah.
Hey, this is something we have. Take advantage of it. This is how you can get connected with it. So
yeah,
that's
the
ongoing.
It's one of the benefits of being part of your local community.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So some of what you're asking are great questions, but it's still stuff that we're trying to navigate.
Sure.
Like, how do we design it to get it working well?
Yeah.
So
I'm curious, Dave, why, like, I feel like as soon as you and Christy started coming and kind of became part of Blessed Hope here, you guys just dug in and started getting plugged in from the get-go. And so I'm just curious and put you on the spot here. Like, why... finding a place to serve and why getting plugged into the local church has been such a priority for you guys.
Well, that's why we quit going to church in Marion. We love that church.
Mm-hmm.
And we still have connections there, but it's hard to keep involved in a church when you're 40 minutes away.
Absolutely.
And going there multiple times a week. And, so we decided we'd start looking for something here in Vinton, local. We wanted to serve our community, not someone else's community necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
So we were looking, and Blessed Hope happened to be the only church I was considering at the time. So
it was an exclusive.
Well,
list.
It's the most similar.
Yeah.
Like
oh,
what
sure.
we where yeah. we had been going, mm-hmm. and it's a lot easier when you know a lot of people to begin with, than coming into a church that of strangers. And I knew a lot of people. We both did, so it was easy, and it was a good fit. And
it's
right.
Cool.
And I'm gonna. They've been great on the care team.
Aww.
I mean, they really have. They're. I mean,
yeah.
See, I love this part about podcasts. Nobody could see facial expressions, but they really have. Dave and Christy have both been. They're just their investment involvement, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the culture of care we want, right? Mm-hmm. The people that actually not just care about the individual people, but just our church as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
The healthier we are, the stronger we are.
Yep.
And that's just a beautiful thing. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited.
I am too.
Yeah.
I am
think
too.
This is going to be great. And I think this is going to help a lot of people and help people feel connected. Like, it's this circular thing, you know, like, not only are we providing for people's needs, but we're also like strengthening the unity of the church at the same time. And so, how cool is that?
It's
kind of funny how God designed us
to
be that way.
Yeah.
This feels
so
right.
Smart.
It does feel right. It feels, and what I loved about it, it feels right, but it also, I love this, and this is encouragement for anybody, because when we looked at the first way we were doing it, I think there was like this defeated, like, oh, like we were excited about that too, but what happened?
Yeah.
And I remember actually in a meeting saying like, guys, this isn't a failure. It's like we tried, we learned, and now we adapt to where God's leading us. And so we needed that first round because it helped. This isn't for us.
Yeah. To see what works for
our particular
church community.
Yeah.
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 yeah. No, so I think this will be good.
It's exciting. And we're taking serious the Bible, right? Love one another.
Mm-hmm.
Carry one another's burdens, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the whole intention.
Awesome. Well, when is this launch?
Well, we don't have an official day. Like we're saying, like it's live.
Mm-hmm.
We're still trying to line up. We have a couple of these. So if anybody's listening to this, we're still looking for, I think, our grief team.
Okay.
We have somebody that I think was interested, but we haven't got the official, like, yes, I want to lead that. And then the long-term shut-in.
Okay.
I know we didn't go into a lot of detail of what it entails.
Mm-hmm.
That's why come ask. Like,
okay.
We'll sit down and we can go through that in detail. So we're still looking for people to coordinate and lead those.
Okay.
But we're kind of holding off until the fair can be done, because this really can't get implemented until people know who they can use. Mm-hmm. And I just have to say this. It's been so crazy. The last 2 months while we've been talking about this new system, I have wished that it was up and running because we've had so many moments. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, if we had this up and running, this would be a whole lot easier. Mm-hmm. Of actually in our church needs lately. So I'm actually like, let's get this going.
Yeah.
Because God keeps showing, like, if it was going, like, you could be doing this a lot easier.
Yeah.
So at least after the fair. So once we know where that's at, then we'll probably be launching it here in the fall.
Okay.
So
awesome. All right. Well, thank you, Dave, for being here and taking time.
Thank you.
Yeah. Listen, once we start back up every 2 weeks, you want to...
Yeah. We're going to call you back.
Yeah. Do some sermon talking.
Yeah. So. You can tell David how either you took notes or didn't take notes.
I think I'll shut this off.
On that note, thanks for listening.